You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here by the practice field for another mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thank you, as always, for joining me right here. Let's get started with a question on a topic that has been the focal point this week, aside from what's going on the field. Caleb Raybon wants to know, do you believe that Pat Bowling should have been in the 2017 Hall of Fame class? Well, I think it's obvious that not only myself, but pretty much everyone connected with the Broncos at this point believes Pat Bowling should have been in the class. But I don't want people to think this is about like bias and being associated with the Broncos, living in Denver, covering the Broncos. If you look at what Pat Bowling did and compare it to, say, Jerry Jones, another owner who I think has a very good Hall of Fame case, and I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. But Pat Bowling did everything that Jerry Jones did and a little bit more. You know, Jerry Jones was very involved in the broadcast committee. But when the NFL made its big deal back in 1993 to move the NFC games from CBS to Fox, let's not forget how revolutionary that was. It was Pat Bowling who was the chairman of the broadcast committee. And then you look at the success that the teams had. The Cowboys have been good at times under Jerry Jones. They both have three Super Bowls. But when Jones took over the Cowboys, they were struggling at the time, but they were already America's team. They had a national following. The Broncos, in 1984, had four playoff seasons to their name in the previous 24 seasons, no more than a regional following at best. So now look where the Broncos are. They've been to seven Super Bowls in the last 32 years. They've won it three times. They have a national fan following. Just go to any Broncos game on the road, and you will see thousands of Broncos fans, even in NFL hotspots like New England and Pittsburgh. You'll see Broncos fans in there. Testament to how wide-ranging the fan base is, and a lot of that is due to Pat Bowling's leadership. So they both have good cases. I don't think there are enough owners in the Hall of Fame. I think you should see Jerry Jones and Pat Bowling in the Hall of Fame, but if they had to choose one, I will argue to my dying day that Pat Bowling should have gotten in first. And now back on the field for the second question from Sam Jones, who asks, what must Devontae Booker do to earn the number two running back spot? Well, what happens in the games is going to be key for Devontae Booker. He's done well on the practice field. In particular, he's improved in blitz pickup. That was something I talked with CJ Anderson about on Wednesday as far as how far Booker has come. And you're not going to play in this offense, especially on third downs, if you can't pick up the pass rush coming in there. So Booker's gotten a lot better at that. He needs to continue to improve because that's something that really, that it's going to take some time for him to get really good at that, to get to where CJ Anderson is. So if he continues to improve in blitz pickup and then maintains that consistency and does a good job reading the holes as he has on the practice field, and I think he's going to be the number two running back when all is said and done. Certainly, if you go by the reps out here on the practice field, you see CJ Anderson, then you're seeing a lot of Devontae Booker right behind CJ Anderson. Booker and Ronnie Hillman are co-number two running backs, but certainly Booker is coming on strong. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag for the third week of the preseason, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver and use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.